Well, Pam, thanks very much for being here with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
It's kind of an exciting week at Stepping Stones. It's the week of the young child. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, the Week of a Young Child is held every year to honor young children and to thank teachers who make the difference in the lives of young children. And the theme for this year is, for the Week of the Young Child 2012, is early years or learning years.
A lot of learning does occur here at Stepping Stones. Talk a little bit about what the kids are doing here, what they are learning here, as this is the learning years, as you just said.
That's right. Even our infants and toddlers, all of the classrooms have a lesson plan that the teachers follow each week. The teachers have degrees in early childhood education, and they plan a lot of hands-on activities. They focus on early literacy, on science and math, and a lot of the physical hands-on activities that they can do outside, too. We really try to promote early literacy, and we do that. We have a curriculum that we use, and we use a handwriting without tears for handwriting, and it's just really a very hands-on kind of curriculum that the children use.
And I know, like, when I was walking through last week, I had the opportunity to walk through a classroom in operation, kind of, as I went out to take a picture at the playground, and, you know, there's just kind of the simple things like, what flower is this? What color is this? What sound is this animal? Just kind of that simple stuff that they have the time and ability to take out of their day, and a really great opportunity for your child.
That's very true. And a lot of what we focus on are developing those early reading skills. Like you say, you'll point out that this is a letter K or whatever, and that helps them and really is crucial to their children's success in school and learning those reading skills.
Well, talk a little bit about the importance of those early childhood programs. I know we talked a little bit about what Stepping Stones does here, but overall, it's very important getting those early literacy skills.
They do. Children who enter school with a larger vocabulary start school ahead of children, really, who have not been exposed to those early enriching language and environments. So we try to reach out and help children get those early literacy foundations so they will be successful in school.
And it's a good opportunity for children to interact with other children on a daily basis as well.
The social aspect of early childhood is very, very important, that they learn those social skills and how to get along with others, you bet.
What else is going on this week for Week of the Young Child?
We invited families to participate with us all week. On Monday, we had the children bring their favorite book, and then some of the parents were able to stay and read the book to the children. On Tuesday, today, we actually had Donuts for Moms and Dads, where we encouraged the families to come and have breakfast with the kids and stay with them and see kind of how that part of the day goes. Tomorrow, we're asking all the kids and staff to wear silly mixed-up clothes. It's Wacky Wednesday. And on Thursday, we're doing a Thank Your Teacher Day, where we have stars where the parents can fill out and write down a compliment on them, and then we'll put them in the entryway for all the teachers to see. And then on Friday, we're kind of doing a team spirit day where everybody can wear their favorite team shirt or hopefully a Stepping Stones shirt if they have one. And then we're selling Stepping Stones clings that parents and families can put in their car and kind of be proud of the great center that we have and show that to the rest of the community.
The Stepping Stones Center here actually just recently had a book sale as well, and I know you guys were very successful as part of that book sale, helping to build the Stepping Stones Library.
Very good. Yes, we did. We had that in the end of March, and we had different readers come out in our event. We had Tuesday, we had Dr. Bob Leonard from KNA come. We had the police chief come and read on Wednesday. We had the chamber director, Larissa Van Donsler, come on Thursday, and we had the mayor come on Friday and read. And we really feel that literacy is important, and we did make $2,600 that we were able to purchase books to kind of supply our library with new reading material for the children. So it was a great success.
Talk about what the average day is like for a child that comes in here, I guess. What their day-to-day schedule is like. I know it probably varies based on the calendar, the parents, whether they have to drop them off earlier or not. But when a child comes in, and obviously it depends on their age too, but, you know, in general, what are they doing?
We actually open at 5:45 in the morning, and we do have some children that come as early as 5:45. They generally will have a free play kind of time where they can just get out learning games and things and interact one-on-one with the staff that are here. If they're here at 7:30, we start breakfast, and we are in a USDA food program just like the schools, and so they would have a breakfast, and then at 8 o'clock is kind of our preschool time, and they will start the actual preschool program that they have. And then after that, they have an outdoor time. Every day we try to get the children outside and do those large motor activities. And then they'll have a lunch time and would be able to eat. And then after that, generally a free play time again, either outside or inside. And then they really play hard, and so we do have a rest time in the afternoon that everybody and the teachers also need to kind of that time to prepare and plan for the rest of the day and the week. And then they'll wake up and have snack, and then depending on what time the parents drop them off, they'll start kind of going home and either have free play outside again or some learning activities inside.
For the summer, is it very similar? Does it kind of follow a year-long calendar, or do you do something different based on school year?
In the summer, we say we don't have preschool, but they kind of still will do the calendar and weather, and they'll do an art activity and have the room set up for science and all the different centers that we have. But in the summer, you can maybe go outside and have story time outside, or go on a walk and have snack over at the park at Young's Park, or do some kind of fun things, get the sprinklers out and do those kinds of things, or go to Marion County Park and maybe go fishing or different things. So it's less, a little more low-key in the summer.
Okay, and for people interested in Stepping Stones, how can they find out more information?
You can either check out our website at www.knoxvillestepping stones.com. You can send me an email at pmahoney@knoxvillestepping stones.com, or you can call the center at 641-828-STEP-7837, and we'd love to have you come and check us out.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
I don't think so. Just thank you very much, and make sure that you appreciate those youngsters that you have around, whether they're at your neighbor or at going to preschool. They're very important because those early years really are the learning years. So we appreciate all the community does for our young children.
All right. Thanks very much, Pam.
Thank you.